Non-local, part 4.1, the Tundra Limbing Tunnels level. 1,024-bit twirling pieces of stale pilot bread float in the new sphere of the Tundra Limbing Tunnels level as three of the video game Marx Brothers outfitted in brand new magical skookum suits purchased in an interim level, complete with miner-style headlamps, scurry in the darkness, squashing every 8-bit troglodyte gnome or innokin that forces breath from the digital earth. The world around them is black but for the light emitted from the steel hard hats, which will occasionally reveal the incomprehensibly expansive maze of gigantic, brightly colored, translucent pet store hamster tunnels, which are the pipeworks and sewage system of the Tundra Limbing Tunnels. Escaping pockets of trapped methane gas in the thawing ground ensure dangerous travels for the Brotherhood of Marx, exploding and hissing from the frozen substrata. The sound of ice melting in the background gives a spectral drip of white noise and anxious static, with blended with the horror house slow jam native to this level, invokes that falling feeling of fresh sleep. Skookum Chico switches his distorted load screen to the muckamuck setting, annotated by the Skookum footprint morphing into a puffin beak rattle in the select bar. A deep voice, loosely resembling a bear belch, says, "Mookie Mooka," an inopportune voiceover, like he just took a long drink of water. The words, "Can you dig it?" in a Helvetica-style 3D lettering, appear above one of the colorful limbing tunnels, one that has a spherical connector on the port side. Skookum Harpo holds his face towards the letters, lighting them individually by headlight, so that the players can read what is levitating there as well. "What's it say?" "Can you dig it?" "Nice. Maybe that was what was meant by rock the fuck out," Sunshine messaged to the group, leaving a crumb trail of flickering letters that slowly fade out. "We need to find a smart shovel or at least a giant ice pick. We need to dig. Let's try the Siberian ether mall from the Porp console," Amanda figured, speaking into her microphone. "We can order items from them. I know they have, like, digging equipment and mining supplies. I have some extra money in my Cosmic Constant account. I don't know if the Chaos level shovels will work in Pixel Fjords. I don't think they're backward compatible," Henderot said from Norway. "Maybe we can mod one." Voiceover from the Tundra Limbing Tunnel says, "Brother Groucho has left the game. Amanda has left the building. See you in the store, Hannah. Maybe we can mod it if she doesn't get it there. Brother Harpo has left the game," on the loudspeaker. "Well, fuck you guys. I'm staying here and playing anyways. I friggin' like playing all alone in the dark," Henderot was muttering to himself in Norwegian as he pulls some tepid french fries from a half-day-old bag of Canadian-style fast food and crams them unceremoniously into his maw. Dirty skunks on a tightrope. The last bit doesn't translate very well into English. "I can mod the fuck out of some shovels," Henderot thought. "Bet I can mob one up before they even got back." As he was making his player jump and run around, lighting up little pieces of sub-tundra levels, he remembers the snow shovel and the cash that comes with the Patavization player mode. Adroitly, he switched to his cash master board and started gunning through his inventory. There it was, Duchamp's uncannily proud snow shovel, the unsung weapon of choice for pataphysical cash masters.